Welcome to the podcast of Paley Presbyterian Church. The following sermon is by Pastor Jonathan Meisel.
Have you ever needed help? Help suddenly? Help out of the blue when all of a sudden you needed somebody to help you? If you've been following the news at all this past week, the world has been transfixed by the situation in Thailand with that youth soccer team that two weeks ago, went exploring in some caves in a break in a soccer tournament, and they got twisted around and so forth, and monsoon, the rain started coming, and before they knew it, they could no longer turn and go back the way that they came into the tunnel because the rainwaters had risen in such a way that their escape or their way out, the way they'd come in, was no longer possible to get out that way. And it took 9 days for rescuers to finally get to them, going in scuba gear and so forth. And on Monday, they were able to find them. But then it became the problem of, how do we get them out? What do we do? How do we get them out of there? And they've been working all week to try to get these boys and their coach out of there. I just heard this morning that the first three of them were able to make it out safely. Four now, they're saying. So keep praying for them over the next day or two, because there's a lot of work still to be done. But it underscores this question of how we can need help all of a sudden. You know, we can look at a situation like that and we can think, why did they go into that cave? And yet they weren't anticipating that the waters were going to rise. They were just exploring a cave, just having some fun. How many of us have gotten into situations where a short time before that, we weren't anticipating needing that kind of help? We hear it on flash flooding. We've heard there's been reports just recently in Iowa and other places where there were flash floods. And I saw one interview with a couple this week. They were driving home from a gathering, and all of a sudden their car was floating down the river, and they realized they were in a lot of trouble, and they were able to get out of the car and get to safety. But you know, those things can happen very, very quickly. It's easy for us to sit on the sideline and think, how is that possible? And yet we know that in a split second, our world can change. Our lives can change. The things that are around us can change. And it's really that uncertainty of life that can make us afraid. It can make it difficult to get up tomorrow morning. It can make it difficult to go about the various tasks of our life. Uncertainty, whether that's in the natural world, whether that's in politics and economics and other kinds of things, uncertainty can create circumstances in which we can be afraid. And we can be uncertain about which way to turn. Those aren't new to 21st century United States of America. In fact, in the Psalms, that we're going to continue our study of the Psalms today, the psalmist ran into some situations in which there was natural disasters and natural calamities, where the governmental entities were in upheaval and uproar, where things were appearing to fall apart. And yet in the midst of things seeming to fall apart, the psalmist could say, there is one in whom we can place our trust. There is one who is our rock. There is one who is our shelter in the midst of a storm. And this morning we're going to read that psalm, Psalm 46. And as we do, we're reminded that the same help that was available to the psalmist is available to us. And we're reminded that the God of the universe, who created all things, is with us today and is there to guide us. Let's turn to Psalm 46. I'm going to begin reading with verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of that city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The psalmist knew a world of uncertainty. The psalmist recognized that sometimes that uncertainty comes because of the natural calamities, the natural circumstances of the world around him. And he recognized that sometimes that difficulty comes because of political unrest and economic turmoil and things that are in that sphere of influence. And this morning, as we look at this psalm, we are reminded that we too live in a world that can be uncertain at times, isn't it? We don't have to look very far to recognize that uncertainty that the psalmist recognized is very real in our world as well. It's interesting how it's colorfully described here in the first part of our passage. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. That's some pretty interesting description of a world of unrest, a natural order of unrest. When was the last time that you saw the power of the world around us? I mean, we live in a world, a great world. We live in a world of grandeur and grace and amazing size. You don't have to look very far. On the news, just the last couple of weeks, we saw volcanoes erupting in Hawaii doing some amazing, amazing things. We saw pictures in Baltimore about a month ago of flash floods that were going down a street that looked like it was the kayak race at the Olympics or something like that. We've seen incredible, incredible acts of nature. And we've seen them when they're doing the things that they should, and we've seen them when they've gone in the exact opposite direction. I remember when I was a small child, our family went on a trip to the Maritime Provinces of Canada. I was really small. I was probably about 3 years old. But there was part of that trip that made an impact on me that I still remember. And that was when we visited the Bay of Fundy. If any of you have ever been to the Bay of Fundy, it's this incredible place where you can walk down onto the beach. When the tide is out, you can walk down on the beach, and it's a beautiful beach. And you can see the areas where the water has washed away the rocks behind it, and you can explore that area. But they warn you and they tell you that it's fine to be down here now, but when you hear the siren go off, you need to make sure that you follow the guides and that you make your way up the steps and get out of the bay, because when that tide comes back in, you can't be standing here. The water's going to go well up on those cliffs, and it's not a safe place to stand. And I remember as a small child, I remember being pretty scared that somehow we weren't going to be able to get out of that place, and it was fine. We made it, and it was a fun time, but it was something where I could see the beauty of that place, but also recognize that in a very, very short period of time, this beautiful place could become something that was much more hazardous and much more difficult. We all have seen a world in turmoil. And sometimes it's not those great and amazing things. Sometimes it's something very, very small. Something where we get a diagnosis of a disease, where a few cells have begun to operate the way they're not supposed to operate in our body. And as a result, it's a difficult diagnosis. Sometimes this natural storm that we see is huge. It's like the hurricane. And sometimes it's a microscopic level inside our body. We understand what the psalmist was talking about, because we live in a world of natural turmoil, of difficulty, of unease. The psalmist recognized that. But the psalmist also recognized that sometimes the difficulty in our world is not caused by nature itself. Sometimes that difficulty is caused by the way that we humans interact with one another. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. And we know by watching news for any short period of time that can happen very quickly in our world as well. We know of the circumstances in places like Syria today. Back in 2012, when the Arab Spring was coming throughout the Middle East, at first it seemed like Syria was going to continue in the way that it had existed for decades. But shortly after, when some of the uprising began to occur in Syria and the Assad regime came in and really put a hammer to what was happening there, it ended up involving a civil war that continues to this day and creates havoc for literally millions of people in Syria and around that region. No doubt, when people in that country woke up the day before things really exploded in that country, they were thinking that the life was going to continue for weeks, months, and years to happen. But in a very, very short period of time, their world
changed. Everything changed. And we look back through history and we see examples of this over and over again, where the political institutions can be turned on their head in a very short period of time. Sometimes that difficulty happens economically. It's not just in the political structure. Sometimes it happens when the economic structures begin to crumble. 10 years ago, when we had the downturn in 2008, for a period of time there was legitimate fear that our entire economy might go under. I mean, banks were beginning to crumble. Investments were losing their value. People were losing their jobs and had little prospects of finding anything out. And the uncertainty of that happened in a very, very short period of time impacted all of us. It had a great impact. What is the result of all of that uncertainty? What happens to us? Perhaps even now your heart's beating just a little bit faster. Perhaps even right now you can feel the anxiety that you felt in those times. Perhaps even now you can feel the fear beginning to rise within you. Aren't you glad you came to church today? Just to have that experience, right? We understand that uncertainty because we live in a world of uncertainty. We live in a world where we think we have it all together. We think it's all in our hands. And yet, as the psalmist says here, it can go away just like that. Why do we need to take time to look at this? And why does the psalmist say this? Because the psalmist was living in a real world. And because the psalmist was living in a real world, he can make the statement that he made in the first part of this passage. The psalmist understood the real struggles of our world, and yet the psalmist could say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Did you hear that? This is not some kind of Pollyanna, unicorns and rainbows kind of view of the world. The psalmist understood the reality of the world, the uncertainty and the reality of economic and natural disasters. And yet the psalmist could begin this psalm and could lead others in worship by saying, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This morning, we know the difficulty of all of this unrest. We know when things can appear to be going in all sorts of different directions. We understand that part of this passage. But what we need to be reminded of by the God of the universe is that God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in time of trouble. The passage doesn't say God is our ever-present avoider of problems. It doesn't say that God will always get us out of the circumstances of this world. In fact, it's quite the opposite. We live in an uncertain world. But in the midst of that uncertainty, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Do you let that sink in? Do you let that kind of wash over you in the midst of that uncertainty? For too many of us, instead of letting that verse sink into our minds, we try to do just the opposite, and that is we try to figure it out. I know, at least I'm speaking for myself. Maybe I'm not speaking for you, but I'm speaking for myself. And so when we hear about natural disasters or we hear about diseases, we set about trying to understand them more. We try to understand meteorology better and be able to predict better when those hurricanes are going to come and when the tornadoes are going to hit and when the thunderstorms are going to come. We work hard to work to cure diseases and to find ways to improve the natural situation in which we live. And that is all great. That's all well and good, and we need to do that. We need to use the abilities that God has given to us to try to make the world a better place. But the reality is, we can't solve and cure all diseases. The reality is, for all of the advances we have in predicting storms and all these kinds of things, in most cases, that's about the best we can do, is predict when they're coming and work to build better bridges and better levees and all these kinds of things to help us to get around it. The reality of the situation is, even at our best, we fall woefully short in fixing the natural problems that are around us. And so in the midst of that, we are reminded that God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in time of trouble. The other place where we like to try to take things under our control is in the relationship realm, right? When it comes to the way that we relate as people. And what do we usually call that? We usually call that government, right? And so we set out trying to elect the right people into government and to pass the right laws and to establish the right kinds of rules and so forth. Yet the reality is that even at our best, and we make progress in some of these areas, but even at our best, we fall woefully short of bringing that all together. But sometimes we have the problem of putting our trust in all of these things that are around us. I remember when I was in college, and I was really under the impression that if we elect the right people to Congress, that we're going to fix all the problems. I remember one night, it was election night when I was in college, and it was a particularly good night for the side that I was supporting. The people that I was hoping would win did really, really well that night. And the next day we went into class, and the professor that I had there at Messiah College was not of the same political persuasion that I was at that point. And so he came into the class and he said, "Class, remember, there was a lot of celebrating going on in some parts of the campus and a lot of not celebrating in other parts of the campus." And he said, remember, God is our source of hope, not the people who are elected to Congress." And I remember thinking, well, that's easy to say when your side got beat last night. You know, it's easy to say that when your side got beat. But you know what? I realized over the next couple of years that while there were some things that happened that I was excited about and I thought were going in the right direction, we didn't end up with American Nirvana. And the reality is, and this is not a call to remove ourselves from our culture, from government, or anything else. We need to be involved. We need to be to vote. We need to be involved in the things that are happening in our society. But what we need to recognize is that the ultimate source of our hope, the ultimate source of our refuge, the ultimate place where we can place our trust is the God of the universe. I've learned since then that oftentimes when the election goes the way I want it to, things aren't actually going to turn out quite as good as I think on that night. And very often when they don't go the way that I want, the world isn't going to crumble the next day as what we sometimes think. The reality is that God is God. And God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. The psalmist says that because God is our refuge and strength, therefore we will not fear. Now, when you read a passage like that, when people make statements like that, I often think, well, why didn't you say so? I mean, if it's that simple, just don't fear, then, you know, why are we doing anything about this? The reality is, it's often not that simple, is it? It's easier to say don't fear, but it's harder to actually live that out. But the psalmist gives us a couple of tangible things in this passage that we can do in response to the uncertainty around us when our hearts feel like they're pounding out of our chest and we're afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow. The psalmist reminds us of two significant things that we are called to do in those moments and those times of difficulty. He says, first, come behold the works of the Lord. The first place for us to start when we feel like everything is crashing in around us is to take some time and reflect on the ways of the mighty power and the mighty ability, the mighty awe of Almighty God. You know, we live in an amazing world. People who study the world and understand the geography and the way the world is made up tell us that, you know, if we were just a little bit closer to the sun, we wouldn't be able to live here. It'd be too hot. And if we were just a little bit further away from the sun, we wouldn't be able to live here. It'd be too cold. If our earth didn't rotate the way it does, there'd be significant parts of the earth that would not be inhabitable because they wouldn't get the right amount of sun and darkness and the balance in that. If we didn't have a moon at just the right place to provide the tides and allow the water to happen the way it does, we wouldn't be able to live in the world in which we live. The creator God of the universe, the God whom we serve, is so powerful that he made this universe. And the God who made the universe is a God who is mighty and powerful, a God to whom we can turn in the midst of trouble and difficulty. That same God is at work in our world. That same God is at work, as this passage says, to bring peace where it's not. You know, there are times when we look back at the history where groups of people have come together where months and years before we would have said that is impossible. On a national level and an interpersonal level, it's God working in the midst of those circumstances and those situations, bringing about the kind of relational healing and help that is needed to make that possible. We serve an awesome and mighty God. And we're invited by the psalmist when it feels like the world is crashing in and we don't know which way to turn. We're invited by the psalmist, come, behold the works of the Lord. When we behold the works of the Lord, we see what a mighty and great God we serve. We see that the God we serve is far greater than the world in which we live. And that brings us to the second thing, the second instruction, the second guidance the psalmist gives us there in verse 10. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. There's an interesting emotional dynamic in this passage, isn't it? Earlier, all of our hearts were beating and racing when we were thinking about the natural disasters around us. When we were thinking about the turmoil of nations and all the things that happen around us. And God doesn't promise that those things are going to go away. But God does promise that in the midst, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. He's great enough to be bigger than those situations, and he cares enough about you and me today to hold us in the palm of his hand, to let us know that it's going to be okay, that we are not alone, that God is with us. So this morning, I don't know where that place of uncertainty is in your life. I don't know whether it's concern over the natural order of things, whether it's concern about a disease for you or your family, whether it's the macro political situations of the world in our country, or whether it's the relational turmoil in your family or your neighborhood. The reality of this passage for you and for me this morning is God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And because of that, we're invited to be still and to know that I am God.